The State Department of Ecology has released an updated rule to cap carbon pollution in Washington. In an effort to tackle climate change, it requires the state's largest industrial polluters to reduce their emissions gradually. Under the rule, large emitters would be required to reduce carbon emissions by an average of 1.7% every 3 years. Air Quality Program Manager Stu Clark says the rewrite responds to the concerns of businesses as well as environmentalists while reducing emissions faster.
Well, it's pretty comprehensive. It covers multiple sectors. It covers transportation, fuels, which are the biggest source of our emissions in Washington. So that's a big change from previous policies that are on the books. And it covers about two-thirds of the total emissions in Washington.
The rule would initially apply to about 24 oil refineries, power plants, and others that released at least 100,000 metric tons of carbon a year. More facilities would likely be covered by the rule as the threshold is lowered over time. Some environmentalists praise the rewrite, but one organization, the Western Environmental Law Group, says it falls far short and caps less than a quarter of the emissions needed to get a livable future. The group has sued the state on behalf of children who will have to deal with the consequences of climate change.